Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi, Psachim, Daf Ayin. The 70th Daf that we are Zocha to do together here in Maseches Psachim, there are 86. How many Dafim are there? 86 Dafim here in Maseches Psachim, and we are up to Daf number 70. Samach Tasma Beis towards the bottom. We're discussing the case of Yasom. The Mishnah said on 2 days ago's Daf that a beginning of the Perek, discussing people who have the Karm Pesach brought on their behalf without their knowledge. So the Gemara spoke about a wife, and now the Mishnah spoke about a yasum, an orphan. So an orphan that has an apotropis for them, an agent. So apotropis is a big sugya, exactly how apotropis works. And so the Gemara, the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin, discusses how is it that the Nisiyim, inherited, not really inherited, were apportioned the land on behalf of all of Am Yisrael. How'd they get the portion of Eretz Yisrael, and how was it nikne to all of the Am Yisrael? So the first Gemara says, maybe it was Shlichus. The Gemara says, no, it can't be Shlichus. So the Gemara says, maybe it was Zechia. The Gemara says, no, it can't be Zechia. So finally, the Gemara says, it must have been through the mechanism of apotropis. Right? That's the Gemara's maskon. It's a separate mechanism acting on behalf of someone else, usually in terms of a minor. There's two different types of apotropis, the Mishnah says in Gittin, apotropis ayde bezdin, apotropis ayde atzmo. But it's somebody who works on behalf of the children. And there are discussions, you know, how much is it related to shlichus or zechia? Different Rishonim have different approaches. The Gemara has it, though, as three separate stages. Shlichus, Zechia, and Apotropis. Here in our Mishnah, there were two Apotropis that were created for the Yasom, the orphan, and they both designated and took care of a Karan Pesach they both shechted a Karan Pesach for the children. So the Mishnah says they could go whichever one they want. Yochav, Machab, Jiroh said they could go with whichever one they want. So now the Gemara says here on Samach Tes Amud Beis, Yasam Shishato Alav Abu Trapin, Yochal Makam Shi Rotse, Masnisa Bi Yasam Katan. The Mishnah is only by a Yasam who is a Katan who is under 13 years old. That's what it must be, Yasam Katan. Because a Yasam Katan is not really Nimne at all. That's the language here of Chaim Kanievsky. Sheochel Afilu Eino Manui Ala Pesach. Right? He's not even in the world of Minyan. So therefore, here, he can choose whatever he wants. There's no violation of being Nimna on one and choosing the other. Avol b'yasam gadol, but by a yasam gadol, so then he has das, and therefore we assume that he would want to be take part in the one that was shechted first, and therefore, nasek b'mamne atzma shnei psachim ka'achas. We treat this case as if he's happy with either one, because he is a bar das, he's happy with either one. If you are nimna on two parman pesachs, so which do you automatically have to go to? The first one, the Tanir Bechia, as the Brisa says, hanimna al shnei psachim ka'achas, ochal me'eza mehen shenishchad rishon. You go to the one that was shechted first, because that's the one that we assume that you are connected to. So when it comes to Yesomim, there's a question in the Mefarshim. The Gemara quotes in more than one place, in Yevamos, Ger shen nisgayer kakat and shenol adami. A ger that was nisgayer is like a baby who was born. He's not related to any of his previous relatives. Midaraisa, a brother can marry a sister. We don't say that. We say that she can't because of people shouldn't say that. Bana mikdusha chamura l'kdusha kala. That before, when they were goyim, when they were non-Jews, the brother can't marry the sister. There is a concept of ishus when it comes to goyim. And Gili Arias. But when it comes to become Jewish, so we generally, midrabanan, we say that there's nothing that was usher for a guy that is mutter for a Jew. But that principle of Gershon is Geyer has no source in Shas. The principle is quoted, but it doesn't quote Shene'emar. There's no mucker for it. So the Chassam Sofer and Avodah Zarah wonders, what's the mucker? What's the mucker for this concept that once a Ger converts, he's not related? So the Chassam Sofer does not give a source. The Baal HaTurim, I'm not sure if this is a source or a remez. The Baal HaTurim, the Pasuk in Kisetse, where the Pasuk says that a judge has to judge properly, lo satem mishpat ger yasom. Don't twist the judgment of a ger yasom. What's a ger yasom? So Rashi there says, Baal ha'ashir kfar husar. We already are warned that you shouldn't twist the din of an ashir. Lo satem mishpat vishana ba'ani. And it repeats it here, lavar alav v'shnei lavin. right, to emphasize it, and you can get two averus. Because the judge can take advantage of an ani easier than an ashir. He is very vulnerable, and therefore the Torah goes out of its way to say shana alav. Make sure a ger yatom, right, a poor individual. Says the balaturim here on this pasuk, ger yatom velo amar ger viyasom. Lomar lacha gershin is gayer katan shenol adami. Maybe it's being merames. Ger yatom. Ger is a yatom. A ger is a yatom, and that's the remez for gershin is gayer katan shenol adami. That's the balaturim. The meshachachma in Va'eschanan quotes this chasam sofer in Avodah Zarah. Hachasam sofer bechidush of Avodah Zarah kasav kines kasha kol yamav. You Yansham. Right, he was bothered by all of his life. Where is the source for Gershon is Gayer? So he says the Meshech Chachma, Uladaiti Pashut. I will tell you what he quotes in the bottom of the language of the Chasam Sofer. V'yagati harbe v'lo matzasi minali l'rabanan ha'takanshin olod. U'mutar ba'achoso u'bi'ito v'imo. So says the Meshech Chachma, Imistama came out from here. Udaiti Pasha, the Pasuk says here in Vaschanan, Shuvu Lachem La'alechem. The Yatza Lahem de Mistama, Hail Yotze Mitzrayim, Nashim Harbe, Shahayame Osan, Shembre Noach Musaran Alehem. There were many amongst the Yotze Mitzrayim who were married to people who, as B'nai Noach, they were allowed to marry. But, B'shas Matan Torah, they weren't allowed to marry anymore because the Kabbalah of Arias. The Amram Yochiach, Moshe's own parents. Amram will prove Shagadol Ador Haya. Amram was a Gadol Ador, and Vinasa Dadaso, and he married his aunt. Right, Yocheved was the daughter of Levi, and Amram was the grandson of Levi. Right, so he married. That was an Moshe's parents was an Isser illicit relation. Right, the Vachein Amram Biyoma Perakim Akipurim Banata Asiri Lo Prisi Behu by Andrashi Bachwal Anosafos the Imlohayu Regilim Lohayu Bochim. Right, they were ragil, so obviously they were crying. Bachal mishpachosa, remember that Rashi? Vecham rachman, acham at the Torah, shuvu lachem lo'alechem. Ein alo alishto. How could the Pasuk say, go back to your tents, if tent means wife? And some of them, now they were asur to. It's an illicit relation that they were going back to. How will elusha nasu kroveim srichan lifrash mehem? They have to get divorced? The alkar chach, it must not be. Gershon is gai, garchen oladami. This is the makar. Shuvu lachem lo'alechem. The fact that everybody could go back, even those that were usher beforehand, or usher now, are not considered usher beforehand, and they could stay with their wives. So that's the Gershon is Gayer, according to the Meshech Chachma. Then the Meshech Chachma goes into, not our topic now, how, that in beginning of Maseches Beitza, they proved Devar Shebe Minyan, Sarach Minyan Achal Hatiro, Arias, so we're not going to get into that. Interesting, but this concept that Moshe Rabbeinu's parents also was from an illicit relation, the Chizkuni quotes that. Chizkuni quotes that, in Shmos, because the Gemara says, Ein Adav, Ein Mamidim Parnasal Atzibor, Ela Keb Kushal Shoshratzim, Tzlui Elo Me'achorav. But you don't appoint, a leader on a tzibur unless kind of he has like skeletons in the closet. That's how we would translate that. Unless he has a kubishal shratzim, a knapsack of creepy crawlies, tamei animals behind him. And the Gemara says that's why Shaul's malchus didn't last, because Shaul had a perfect lineage. And he was perfect. David HaMelech came from Yehuda and Tamar and Lot and his daughters and Rus and Boaz, right? So Moshe and Moshe Rabbeinu, right? That's where David HaMelech came. I'm sorry, that's a parallel. That's where David HaMelech came from. The Chizkuni says it about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, that's why his parents were in illicit relation. But it's the same idea by David HaMelech. Right? The Gemara says it by Shaul, but you can contrast that to David HaMelech. So he has, so to speak, something in his lineage that he might have wanted to keep quiet. So that's why the Gemara says that's why he was a successful Melech. Okay, so the Gemara said this is a little bit about Yasom, and we got into it through the Balaturim, Chasam Sofer, Meshech Chachma. Amar Rav Yosa, Masisa, Amar Kain. The next Mishnah also tells us that if there's two, you go by the first one that shechted, Shachad, Gzi, Vitzleh, Yocham, and Arishon. If a person tells his Evet to shecht an animal for him, he doesn't say which animal should use for Karm Pesach, whichever one was shechted first, we assume the person would be happy with either one. Evet, Shashishu, Ben Yocham, Mishol, Shneyem. Next line of the Mishnah spoke about the Evet. If an Eved is owned by two partners, right back in the Mishnah, begin the parak on Daf Samach Ches Amid Aleph. If it's an Eved that's owned by two partners, and they both shechted for him, he can't eat either. Lo Yochal Mishal Shnehem. Why? Because neither of them have Rishus for the other half. Reb Yosa Omer.
Ein rishos larabo lo marlo. Okay, when we add in a little bit from the Karban Eida, one master doesn't have ability to say efshi shetiman ala Pesach, right? A rav can't say, well, you're not going to eat Karban Pesach. Well, that for sure you can't say, because that an eved is chayv Karban Pesach, right? The Karban Eida points out this is Rav Yossi l'shitah, so that we had on yesterday's daf that women have to eat Karban Pesach and avonim have to eat Karban Pesach. So the master can't say, stay away from any Karban Pesach. Aval omer lo, efshi shetimana alzeh, ela alzeh. But the master can say, not this one, but this one. But the master can say, you can't be appointed to this one, but you can be appointed to that one. And therefore, each one here, if he has two masters, each one will say, I want you to do this one and not that one. And therefore, he can't eat from either of them. Because each of the masters have power to do that. Says the Karban Eida on the second skinny line. Lo yochal mishal shneim, shekol echad yochal etchoso ezel chaveiro. Each one could be docheh to the other one. Period. Pa'amim shu nimnal shlosha psachim ka'achas. It's possible, says the Gemara, they come up with a case that the Eved will need to be appointed on three Karban Pesachs. In one case, hey Chavida, how is that? Eved shal shnei shutfin tzorach limanos ala Pesach. So first of all, what about the Mishnah's case? So the Eved of shnei shutfin, so the Mishnah said, if each of the shutfin shecht, that doesn't work. But what you can have is you can have a third party. Tzorach lihimanos ala Pesach. A third party can shech the Karban Pesach for the Eved. Right, and that's what the Pnei Moshe says, talking about this case. Tzorach lihimanos ala Pesach shel acher. Or, shiyisvatsu shneim le'echad mehem shiyimnan ala Pesach sheni. Or, the both masters agree that one of them will take care of it. So those are the two ways that an Eved of two shutfin, either a third party, or they both agree. Shichrer echad mehem chelko. But what happens after the Eved is appointed for a Karban Pesach? Right? Either they agreed or a third party. Then one of them is b'shachrer. So then what? Now he has a new status. Now he's chatzi Eved chatzi ben chorin. Because he has a new status, he requires a new minion, says the Gemara. Tzorach lehimanos al Pesach acher. He has to be appointed another one. So that's number two. He's in this middle stage. And then, the day after he's appointed as a chatzi Eved chatzi ben chorin, shichru shneihem. What if the second master frees him, and now he's a free person? Now he's a full ben chorin. So tzorach lehimanos al Pesach acher. Then he'll need a third Pesach to be nimne on, because each time he becomes gets a new status, he needs a new Pesach. The language of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Ishtani gufo. Right? His essence has changed. De meikara ha Pesach alav rishus. Right? Beforehand, when he was in Evan, maybe some say it's a rishus. Vashat sarche rishabo chovahu alav. Hilkach hamna'a rishona lav hamna'ahu. The appointing and the labeling is not a good. V'nimna al Pesach acher v'haskam asrabo shedi. Right? And then he gets another status. Because whenever you have a new status, right here, he became an Eved, and he was less of an Eved, and less of an Eved, and each one gains a new status, right? We achieved a status also when we left Avdei Aparo. We left Avdei Aparo, we gained the status. There's Beis HaLevi that we like to mention in Shmos, Sefer Shmos, where the Beis HaLevi says, how is it that Nasav and Ishmael worked? How is it possible that Bnei Yisrael could accept something that they didn't even know what they were accepting? Don't you have a rule, the Beis HaLevi quotes from the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, that you can't be mischayev yourself to a davar she'eino katzuv? If I say I hereby obligate myself to whatever you say, I'm chayev in nothing. Right? You can't obligate to a davar she'eino katzuv. I can say I hereby obligate myself to pay you 100 million shekel. That I could say. Because I've labeled. It's a lot, but I've labeled it's a davar katzuv. But if it's davar she'eino katzuv, it doesn't work. So ask the Beis HaLevi, had Nasav and Ishmael work? Hashem will do whatever you say. We have no idea what you're going to tell us. It's davar she'eino katzuv. That kind of obligation, that kind of acceptance of obligation doesn't work. So how did Nasav and Ishmael work? So explains the Beis HaLevi beautifully that Nasav and Ishmael wasn't Hashem will do whatever you say. Nasav and Ishmael was an acceptance of a status. Because the Rambam says, you can't obligate yourself to a davar she'eino katzuv, but what you can do is to accept to be an Eved. To accept the context of you are the master and I have the Eved. In other words, you could accept to be and not to do. Says the Beis HaLevi, what's the lundus? How does that work? Because once I accept to be an Eved, that's step one. Then Memela, tomorrow, if you tell me to get you a cup of water, I have to. I didn't know about the cup of water yesterday, but it doesn't matter. I accepted to be your Eved yesterday. The status is there. Now Memela, once I'm the Eved, I have to do whatever you tell me to do. That's what Nasav and Ishmael was. Nasav Nishba was, I accept to be your Eved. Right? That's what it is. Mamela, once we became Avdei Hashem, then we have to do everything he tells us to do. Nasav Nishba. But Nasav Nishba wasn't, we'll do whatever you say. It was, we will be accepting a status, going from Avdei Paro to Avdei Hashem. And that's what our Gemara reflects. Whenever you change status of Eved, more Eved, less Eved, right? So that is going to be a new status, and you'll need a new minion for the Karban Pesach. That's this case, that an Eved can have three Pesachs. He didn't do anything wrong, but he kept being freed and more tzadcheirus, and therefore he needed another one. Ask the Gemara, Shmuel bar Abba boy, Eved maushi yochem ishlashtan. Could the Eved eat from all three of these? Could the Eved eat from all three of these? Do we say that once he's a new status, the other status, the Karban, is already mufka? He can't? Right? What is the halacha? Says the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Efshar de salka daitach shegam im tzorach limanos al acher hamini harisho nishar alav. The first minui doesn't evaporate. So maybe he could eat from the first ones also. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yossi, no. Im omer at eved lo yocham ishlashtan. Well, we'll see. If you say that an eved can't eat from the first two, then you have a problem. Why? Me'ata lo yiman ala Pesach. So then every Eved, you shouldn't be able to appoint an Eved on a Pesach. Why? Because let's say an Eved's going to be appointed on a Pesach, and then tomorrow, the Adon will say, I want to be Meshach for him. So then, this Eved that you appointed on the Pesach is now considered Shalolim Nuyev. Right? He's not part of the Minuyim anymore. And when the Shechita took place, so now there's going to be some Shalolim Nuyev. And even though we learned earlier in the Mishnah, that if you shech the karban, limnuyav and shaloyav limnuyav, it's kosher, but you don't want to do that l'chachila. And therefore here in Eved, you know, shouldn't, if you say an Eved is totally mufka, and he's not considered money on the first one or the second one, then he should never be nimne on any karban, right? Because you don't want to have that l'chachila, right? You're not allowed to l'chachila, shech the karban, limnuyav, shaloyav limnuyav, right? Shemi yimolech rabo v'yishachmaru. Maybe the rabo will change their mind about the status quo and free the Eved, v'nimsa, hektish, pasul meurav ba'avoda, and therefore you'll have some hektish pasul in here. And therefore it must be, the Gemara is saying it must be, that the Eved can eat from the earlier karbanos, so then it'll always be considered within the nimnim. And therefore you won't have hektish pasul meurav, there won't be any problem even lechatchila. Good. Says the Gemara, Abiyachav bar Acha amar Reb Zeora, boi, harav Moshe yetzei behektish ha'eved, can a master be yotzei with the hakdasha of his Eved, if the Eved takes care of the Karban Pesach for him. So can the Rav be Yotzi with that one? Says the Gemara, of course. Look at the next mission on the bottom of the Amud. V'la masnisahi, ha'omer la'avdo tzeve shechon alayis ha'pesach. So you see the Eved is doing it. So Gemara answers, no. Masnisa midas Rav. In the Mishnah, the next Mishnah, it's where the Eved has explicit permission. The master says to the Eved, go get me a Karban Pesach. Matzricha le el shalomi das rabo. We're asking, shalomi das rabo. We're asking if he didn't tell the Eved, so can it work? Didn't we say before that, right, you cannot do a Karban Pesach without das. Right, we had that at the couple of dafim ago. You always need das for the, we spoke about Mechos Kippurim, and, right, you always need das. Well, this was on Samach Chesma Beis. Right, shochet adam pisco shalomi daito, aval ena mafrisho alami daito. So what's the Gemara even saying here? That without explicit instructions. So if you look in the Tel Torah or the Tal Torah in the back, he says, well, this is different. This is an eved. Maybe an eved is different than stama person, right? He asked the question. Mitzorachian tala el kamar bipshitus de ena adam mafrisho chaver shalomi daito the efshar de eved shaini de rabo samachalav v'have kemo midas. Maybe an eved requires less explicit instructions. He's asking on behalf of the master. Like, and he quotes the Gemara in the Bavli, Shabbos Kuf Mem Ches, Deroe Haragil Etzlo, a shepherd who I often use, Yachal HaFrish Petzah, Shlomi Daito. Deroe Haragil Etzlo could do it, so maybe an Eved also is in that category of Roe Haragil Etzlo. So that's the question. The Gemara does not answer the question. Right? We leave it as a question. Shalomi Das Rabo. Next, Chesia Eved, Chesia Minchoran lo Yochel Mishal Rabo. So the end of the Mishnah said, if it's half and half, Chatzi Chatzi, he cannot eat from his Rav, because his Rav has no power over the Ben Chorin side, right? And that's why lo Yochel Mishal Rabo. Lo Yochel Mishal Rabo, says the Gemara. And this Gemara seems to be going within Beis Hillel. Remember we mentioned recently, the Mishnah Machlokas, Beis Hillel, in Gittin Mem Aleph, in the Bavli,
If you have a chati ev, a chati menchorin, Beis Hillel says, okay, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, he'll work for himself. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, he'll work for his master. No problem. Beis Shammai said, no way, because who's he going to marry? Fine, that takes care of the financials, but he can marry anybody. So the Gemara's Maskan is, the Mishnah's Maskan is like, you're right, that's a problem, because he has to fulfill La Puravu, La Sheves, and therefore we force the master to free the other master to free, and Beis Hillel ultimately agrees to that. But this Gemara is either going before Beis Hillel was Chozer Bo, or has some other Mesorah, but that's what the Gemara is assuming now, going with the Pshat of the Pnei Moshe. Rabbi Chiya, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Mishachesi Eved, Rechesi Menchorin, Kidesh Isha, Ein Choshen L'Kiddushav. If a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Menchor is Makadish, a woman, Ein Choshen L'Kiddushav. If he did this, explains the Pnei Moshe, if he was Makadish, a woman, on the day of his master, on the day of himself, he's allowed to be Makadish. On the day of his master, he can't be Makadish, right? Because the money is nothing's his. So therefore, Ein Choshen L'Kiddushav. B'yom shel atzmo choshen l'kiddushav. But if he was makadish on the day of his master, kiddush isha ain't choshen l'kiddushav. I'm not exactly sure what happens according to this Pshat of Pnei Moshe. And on the next day, does the marriage can evaporate? It must be once you got it in there and you're makadish on your day, so then it stays. The marriage stays. Can't say you're only married for half the time. But ain't choshen l'kiddushav. If he tries to get married on the day of his master, it doesn't work. V'dichvasa, similarly says the Gemara, again based on the Pnei Moshe Pshat, girish. All the Mefarshim wonder. If we just said he can't get married, how could he be in a situation of divorce? So it must be Girish, according to the Pnei Moshe. It means if he was Makadesh on his own day, so the condition did work, and now he's trying to be Megarish on his master's day, then a Choshen LeGirushav. Then the Girish is not Chal, at least on a Daraisa level. The Mefarshim, the Pnei Moshe, others explain, maybe Midrabanan, it's Chal enough that he can't marry a Kohen. She can't marry a Kohen, but this is the Kedushin and Gerushin of a Chatzi Ev and Chatzi Menchor. Shmuel Amar Choshen LeGerushav. Shmuel says, L'chumra, you're Choshish LeGerushin. As I just said, right? It could be that the Tanakama doesn't hold of that, of the Durabana, but Shmuel is the one that's Choshish Kedushav L'chumra, says the Pnei Moshe Shetib Sula Kuhuna. Right? I jumped the gun. This is Shmuel. It's not the previous, Shita. To Amias, Chatzi Yisrael, Louis, half Yisrael, and therefore a Choshish can have some status of that, like Re'ach HaGet kind of idea. Asa de Shmuel, Kreb Yehuda. Shmuel, who says that we're choshesh l'chumra to treat a chatzi eved chatzi menchorin like a benchorin, somewhat. So that's following like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda in a totally different context also says chatzi eved chatzi menchorin is like a benchorin. The Tanin Taman, because we learned there in Sanhedrin, we know the halacha of kidnapping. If somebody kidnaps a person and the other requirements, he uses him, he sells him, then he's chayim misa b'dei shemayim. So gana mishachazi eved chatzi menchorin. What if somebody steals? Kidnaps a chati ev a chati menchoron. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev. Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev misa. Aye, what do you mean? He's chati eved. The answer is he's chati benchoron, and the benchoron is enough to lechumra to treat him as such. V'cham poter v'cham zeh poter. No, there is no misa b'dei shemayim in that case. But you see, Shmuel is going like Rabbi Yehuda, who considers him as Yisrael somewhat lechumra. Good. Says the Mishnah. If somebody tells his servant, "Can you go shech for me a current Pesach?" He doesn't tell him which type of animal. Shachah gedi yochal. Shachah tle yochal. Whatever he shechs. Shachah gedi vitle yochal menarishon. If he shechs two animals, so the first one, because that's like somebody who was nimna on two chaburos, therefore you eat from the first one. The Bavli says maybe it's only talking about a person who for sure doesn't care, which is like a melech or a malka. They'll take anything because all the food is delicious. Maybe he's only talking about that. But again, somebody doesn't care, then you leave from the first one. Shachach ma'amar lo rabbo kesed yaseh. What if the Eved went out and he's like, oh, I forgot what my master told me. Does he want a goat? Does he want a sheep? So what should he do? He should take one of each. Yishchol gedi v'tzle v'yomar. Im gedi amar li rebbe. I forgot what he said. If my rebbe told me goat, then gedi shalo v'tzle shali. Then the goat is his and the sheep is mine. Then tzle amar li rebbe. If my rebbe told me sheep, tzle shalo v'gedi shali. So you can make the tonight. Shachach Rabba Ma'omer Lo. What if the Rav forgot? The master, nobody remembers. He says, he remembers he told him something. He doesn't remember what he told him. Ma'omer Lo, Shneim, Yisla, Beisas, Reifas. They both have to be burned. Because I can't eat from this because maybe I'm not Nimna on this one. But there's no problem with the Pesach. They don't need to do Pesach Sheni because the Shechita and the Zrika were proper. It happened right. I just don't know. Right? Look at the Karbon Eida, quoting the Rishonim on the Daf. The Kami Shmaya Galya. Let's skip. Go back. The Shechit of Azrika Ma'alya Sahi. The Shechit of Azrika were perfect. Chada Lahai, the Chada Adahai. The Kami Shmaya Galya. Hashem knows. So I Lomaisa can't eat it,
but I'm not going to Pesach Sheni because I was Yotzi with this Pesach, right? The Pesach is a basic, but it's not Ma'akev. It's not Ma'akev. Rav Eger notes that we hold, again, the Gemara will talk about this, but Rav Eger on the Mishnah holds that we hold, this is only if a person forgets after the Zrika. If a person forgot before the Zrika, then the Zrika was not Ro'ui La'achila, and therefore that would not be good, then they would have to do Pesach Sheni. Okay. Tani Rabbi Chiya, Hanimnal Shtei Pesachim Ka'achas, if somebody is Nimnal too, Ochel Me'ezem, and she in Nishchad Rishon, as we said, you go by the first one that was Shechted. Amar Rabbi Yosa, Matiz Amar Kain, that's what the first line of Mishnah says, Shachad Levi Tzleh, Yocham and Arishon. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yochanan, Shreon Amrin, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yochanan both think that the last line of the Mishnah, when nobody remembers anything, so they're Pater, but they don't have to do Pesach Sheni, they're Rabbi Nasan, that must be Rabbi Nasan. Rabbi Nasan is the one that says that Achila isn't as crucial. Right, the Havamina here is that the everybody forgot between the Shechita and the Zrika. And the Mishnah says, what do? You do the Zrika and you're good, you're Pater. That's Rabbi Nasan. Rabbi Nasan he. To Rabbi Nasan Amar, Yosef Zrika, Balo Achila. Rabbi Nasan we had already. He says, you're Yotze with a Zrika without Achila. Pashas, you need a Shechita with potential Achila, but you don't need a Zrika with potential Achila. So that's why Rabbi Nasan, that's why our Mishnah must be like Rabbi Nasan. That's why he says in the last line, Pater from doing Pasach Sheni, we're assuming that the shichacha was between the shechita and the zrika. Rabbi Chizkia, b'shem Rabbi Babar Mamel, tiftar, no, maybe not. Sheshachak bein, switch the words, zrika la'achila. Maybe the forgetting was after the zrika. And then the Mishnah can be according to everybody. Because the shechita and the zrika were all done perfectly. He remembered at that point by the zrika. And then he forgot. So that's why that's the case where even the Rabbanan would say, in that case, pater from doing Pesach Sheni. One of the rabbis asked, and who have it's up say it was Chizkiah that himself asked. Vataninan, didn't we learn Shachach? Skip a word. Shachach ma amr lo rabo. Right in our Mishnah, the Reish of the Mishnah. If you forget what the Rav said, or Shach to get divitzli, and then he's a tleh, and he shachs a gdi or a tleh. According to this stage of the. I'm sorry, but first, yeah, the girsa, let's add in the girsa of the Karban Eda, Shachach ma amar lo rabo yishchol gdi v'tleh. If he doesn't remember what his Rav said, Shech li yitzleh, Shachach rabo ma amar lo v'chulu, that line in the Mishnah, that part of the Mishnah, it's clearly talking about pre-shchita. Pre-shchita. And yet, because it says, if you don't know, yishchot, what to shech? So since the Reisha is, that line is must be before Shechita, because it says Yishchot, so the Sefer must also be about Shechita. And therefore, it must be Rabbi Nasan who says that even if you forget before Shechita, he's going to be Machshir. This is against the Gemara we had earlier, how far Rabbi Nasan goes. But the Gemara is saying that it must be Rabbi Nasan, not the Rabbanan, because it must be the Shechita happened even before the Shechita, and only only Rabbi Nasan would say that that is kosher. Period. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Hifrish Pischovach Lon is Gair and is Gair. Wow. A person knows they're converting tomorrow. They're converting tomorrow. They're so excited. They know that a goy can't eat the Karban Pesach, right? We know that vividly from Bavli Psachim Dav Gimel, where Arama'a wanted was eating for the Karban Pesach, and he was tricking Rehudim and Baba. But, so he was so excited, he was mafrish a Karban Pesach, even though he wasn't Jewish yet. And then he becomes Jewish. So could he use that animal? Achlon Ishtachrer, Vinishtachrer. He was an Eved Kenani who was appointed, and then he appointed his animal, and then he was Meshachrer. Achlon Yishei Cyrus, he was a Katan. Yishei Cyrus, Tzorach Limanos Al Pesachrer. In all these cases, they can't even just do the Minui again on this animal. They can't use this. They can't use this Pesach. Why? Why can't they use this Pesach? We're assuming because the principle of Dichui, that something was established. I mean, if you say that it's meaningless, it's like a parrot was Makdish, so then you say, of course, you can use this animal. There's no dichui. Nothing happened to this animal. It must be that a goy is in the parsha. The Achronim say, a goy is in the parsha. The goy can bring a carbon ola, and maybe even a carbon shlamim, according to some tanam. So if he could generally designate a shlamim, which is related to Pesach. And because of that, that's why you say something occurred. Something occurred, by this designation, but yet it was automatically nidche, because a goy can't bring it. And a katan can't bring it. So that's, it has dichui. And the Gemara is assuming, and that's what the Karban Eda and others here assume, that a live animal could be nidcha. That's the principle of dichui. Dichui meikaro, nirev nidcha. But this animal was nidcha. It had a stain on it. It had a problem on it. And that's the principle of dichui. Once it's nidcha, hol v'nidcha, nidcha. Period. So that's the line of the Rabbi Yochanan here. Amar Rabbi Yudin, kol ha-sveikos Rabbi Nasanino. All sveikos. What's this talking about? The Karbon Eidah explains. All brises that we have, where you have some type of suffik Pesach, where it's aser ba'achila, but you're still going to be pater from Pesach Sheni, well, those are all Rabbi Nasan. Because Rabbi Nasan is the one that says achila is not ma'akiv in terms of the potential. So all cases of sveikos where you're not eating, but you're pater from Pesach Sheni, that's all Rabbi Nasan. Chutz, except for the following case. The following case even the Rabbanah would agree to. Chutz min hazorik dam chatasu v'dam hashamo. It's a mechuser kippurim, which if you remember we said, that's the only carbon that can be brought after the carbon tamid. Pesach, and also if somebody needs to bring this carbon to be able to eat the carbon Pesach tonight. So you can bring a mechuser kippurim, we had earlier around Lamed Vavish. Chutz min hazorik dam chatasu v'dam hashamo. So what happens if you're running very late, you did zrikas hadam for the mechuser kippurim, you weren't sure if you got it in before shkia. Safik balayla zar, safik balyom zarak. That's a case of safik. What's the halacha? Nasek is safik kapara. You make it into a case of safek kapara, the safek kapara keeper, and it's b'diavad okay. You don't know whether you got it in time. We'll say you got it in, and you don't have to do Pesach Sheni, even for the Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan, so not just Rabbi Nasan. So generally, all the case of safek and pater from Pesach Sheni is Rabbi Nasan, except for this case, where you're not sure if it was done in time or not, before Bein HaShemashus, so that's when we would say, you know what? You were yotze, and you got kapara, you don't have to do Pesach Sheni. The Minchas Rebbe and the Minchas Elazar in the back says, this Gemara seems to prove, like the Rambam, Savik Daraisa L'chumra is itself a Dindar Rabbanan. Because here we're being Mekel. So, says the Minchas Elazar, it must be, in this case, the Rabbanan were Mekel to allow him to eat Karam Pesach. But otherwise, if you say Savik Daraisa L'chumra is a Dindar Raisa, then how can you be Mekel here? How can you say Savik Kippur Kippur? So that's his comment on that last line. Okay, I'll stop here by the next Mishnah.